Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today we take a look at the book of Maccabees, and I know you say, what book is that? Well, I would urge you to look in your Bible and look for the book of Maccabees. And it was a very challenging time, and the saint that we honor today is Saint Albert. And he came from Bavaria to Germany. He entered the order of preachers, and he distinguished himself as a scholar. Then in 1248, he was appointed to lead the House of Studies in Cologne, Germany, where he guided the young friar Thomas Aquinas in the study of Aristotle. Just think, we're going back centuries, brothers and sisters, where many, many people did not know God. And I want you to take a listen to these readings because they can be somewhat confusing, but I think that you will get the gist of it. The first reading is taken from the Book of Maccabees. From the descendants of Alexander's officers, there rose a sinful offshoot. Antiochus Epiphanes, son of King Antiochus, once a hostage at Rome, he became king in the year 137 of the kingdom of the Greeks. In those days, there appeared in Israel men who were breakers. Many evils have come upon us. The proposal was agreeable. Some from among the people promptly went to the king, and he authorized them to introduce the way of living of the Gentiles. Therefore, they built a gymnasium in Jerusalem according to the Gentile custom. They covered over the mark of their circumcision and abandoned the holy covenant. They allied themselves with the Gentiles and sold themselves to wrongdoing. Then the king wrote to his whole kingdom that all should be one people, each abandoning his particular customs. All the Gentiles conformed to the command of the king, and many children of Israel were in favor of his religion. They sacrificed to idols and profaned the Sabbath. Listen to that. Man always wants what man wants, and they turned away from the Christian principles. And it says here, in the 15th day of the month Chislev in the year 145, the king erected the horrible abomination upon the altar of burnt offerings, and in the surrounding cities of Judah they built pagan altars. They also burned incense at the doors of the houses and in the streets. Any scrolls of the law which they found, they tore up and burned. Whoever was found with a scroll of the covenant and whoever observed the law was condemned to death by royal decree. But many in Israel were determined and resolved in their hearts not to eat anything unclean. They preferred to die rather than to be defiled with unclean food or to profane the holy covenant, and they did die. Terrible affliction was upon Israel. When you turn away from the Lord as an individual or as a group of people, you do not have the protection of the Lord, and there are many, many difficulties. I'd encourage you today to consider just saying, Lord, just in any words you want to use, but just say to the Lord, Lord, I want to follow you. I want to belong to you. I want to be part of your family. Satan keeps working at me, but please, Lord, give me the courage to choose you above all else. Psalm 119 tells us, give me life, O Lord, and I will do your commands. Indignation seizes me because of the wicked who forsake your law. Though the snares of the wicked are twined about me, your law I have not forgotten. Redeem me from the oppression of men that I may keep your precepts. I am attacked by malicious persecutors who are far from your law. Far from sinners is salvation, because they seek not your statutes. I beheld the apostates with loathing, because they kept not your promise. People were turning away from the Lord to go do it the way they wanted to do it. Brothers and sisters, even today, we can say, oh, it doesn't really matter. When you stand before the judgment seat of God and you have not repented, it will be a very, very difficult day. Please, brothers and sisters, hear the words of the Lord. Follow his commandments. Pick up the Bible at least, as I've said to you before, at least 5 minutes a day. If that's all the time you have, God will bless you. But say to the Lord, Lord, I want to belong to you. Help me more and more every day to draw closer to you. And then we take a look at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, verses 35 to 43. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging, and hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what was happening. They told him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. He shouted, Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. The people walking in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent, but he kept calling out all the more, Son of David, have pity on me. And then Jesus stopped and ordered that he be brought to him. And when he came near, Jesus asked him, What do you want me to do for you? And he replied, Lord, please let me see. Jesus told him, Have sight. Your faith has saved you. He immediately received his sight and followed him, giving glory to God. And when they saw this, all the people gave praise to God. And you know, you might not be physically without sight. You might have physical sight. But brothers and sisters, ask God that through our earthly lens, through our earthly glasses, that we might see the way you want us to walk. Help us, Lord, increase our sight. Help us to follow you more closely, to really want to. Then you become a true follower of Jesus. And many people walk away from him and walk away from his law. And so often when I hear him healing the blind of what he did for people, I think, Lord, save me. And I just quietly pray in my own heart, save me from this or save me from that. Give me help. Give me wisdom. Give me courage. Give me hope. Whatever you need, as I've told you before, be open to the Lord. The Lord's with us. We never walk alone. The Lord is right with you. I don't know how he does that, but he is with each one of us. When you call upon him, he is very near. Brothers and sisters, I urge you, draw closer to him and just say, help me, Lord. I want to read a part here of what St. Albert the Great, who was a German Dominican priest, and he was the teacher of St. Thomas Aquinas. I want to read to you what he said. Do you want to draw closer to God without obstruction or hindrance, freely and in peace as we have described? Do you want to be united and drawn to him in a union so close that will endure in prosperity and adversity, in life and in death? Do not delay to commit all things with trustful confidence into the hands of his sure and infallible providence. Is it not most fitting that you should trust him who gives to all creatures, in the first place, their existence, power, and movement, and secondly, their species, their nature, ordering in all their number, their weight, their measure? To him alone belong infinite power, wisdom and goodness, essential mercy, justice, truth and charity, immutable eternity and immensity. Nothing can exist and act of its own power without every creature acts of necessity by the power of God. The first moving cause, the first principle and origin of every action, who acts in every active being. From the infinitely great to the infinitely small, nothing can escape his eternal providence. Nothing has been drawn from his control, either in the acts of free will and in events we ascribe to chance or fate, or in what has been designed by him. We may go further. It is as impossible for God to make anything which does not fall within the dominion of his providence as it is for him to create anything which is not subject to his action. Divine providence, therefore, extends over all things, even the thoughts of man. Brothers and sisters, do you hear that? Divine providence extends over all things, even the thoughts of man. God knows all. And sometimes we can be in great difficulty, and we don't know where to turn. Turn to God first. Turn to him and ask him, Lord, please help me. Help me in this difficult moment. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. Please, brothers and sisters, ask him and then wait upon him. Don't just talk back, pouring out everything you think. Ask the Lord, Lord, give me the words and help me. Because he is ever with us. He's not apart from us. He loves us. God loves you as you've never been loved. For each of us, he loves us. Brothers and sisters, Peter said, cast all your anxieties upon him, for he cares for you. And even Psalm 55 says, cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. Remember that. Remember that. You're never alone. You're never cast off. If you commit a mortal sin, even before you get to confession, as I've told you, go to God and say, God, how sorry I am. Brothers and sisters, he waits for you. Trust him in every circumstance. Turn to him. Doesn't mean that every time God's going to speak something to you. But if you're quiet for a moment or two, you'll have an idea or a word. If you don't, then just wait a while. Don't say anything. Just be still. Because God said, be still and know that I am God. He draws near to us. He seeks us. He loves us. May God abundantly bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.